Well, I bought my ticket at the Quick Start on Centerpoint Road in Cedar Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
And the number I used was my employee number at the last place I worked at.
Oh, okay.
And the way I picked my numbers was, well, just what I did last time. My number's like 7325. Any three of those numbers come up, I play it the next day. It's worked twice anyway. And it doesn't sound like it would work, but it does work.
Oh, wow.
It's working.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe it's left that something to do with it, but at least I'm doing something right.
Yeah, that's, oh my gosh, that's awesome. So you won a total of $150,000 in this drawing. But
yep.
You claimed $75,000 earlier this fall, and you're planning to wait until next year for tax reasons to claim the rest of it, right?
The problem was, I cashed a ticket on September 6th, 9 days of like January the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
January 1st is on a Saturday. January 2nd is on a Sunday. I only had 3 days to cash it after. My brain says, that's stupid. Just cash the check and get it over with.
Okay.
Yeah, but trying to save $10,000, I can lose $75,000. That's not good business.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. So you have won big prizes like this before in Pick 4, right?
I won $200,000 in 2014, I think it was.
Yes. So did this most recent win, did that feel any different than that one in 2014?
Nope, this is good. Actually, I think it was more surprised this time than I was last time, but you've got to be kidding me. So, I was very, very happy, very happy.
Yeah, so how did you check your numbers after the drawing?
I have to, well, you sent them in the Cedar Rapids Gazette in the paper.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go on the computer and check it. I have to go on your website to check it.
Okay, so you just got on after the drawing, and what did you think when you saw that all your numbers matched up?
Well, this is pretty wonderful.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome! Now, have you thought about what you're going to do with your winnings?
Right now, I'm just going to put it in the bank and then see what happens. No, I mean, I'm 70 years old. I don't really need anything, to be honest about it.
Sure. Yeah, it's a great feeling to be able to just put it in the bank and come up with a plan for it, or just save it for now and, you know, save it for a rainy day, right?
If I just save it for a while, well, with COVID and the COVID-19 pandemic and everything, there's not much point in making any plans doing anything.
Sure. Yeah, makes total sense. Now, you said you played your employee ID numbers from the last job before you retired. Where did you work when you were still working?
Iowa Precision Industries.